A few years ago, I drove across the country with my dad from Riverside, California to Baltimore. Originally, my dad planned to just go as far as the Denver airport with me. He was really excited about going to all the national parks, but did not want to drive through those cornfields in Nebraska and Iowa and all that boring stuff. So I talked to my mom the next day about his plan, and she said, "Oh no, not my little girl. You're not driving all the way by yourself from Denver to Baltimore. Your dad is driving with you the whole way. He doesn't know it yet, but that's what he's doing." Talked to my dad the next day, and I was like, "So, Dad, here you're going the whole way across country with me now." And he was like, "Yeah, that's what I hear too." So a few things you should know about my family before you're in that silver Altima driving to Baltimore from California. We grew up very Catholic. We had a Catholic school, Catholic friends, a Catholic swim team that was called the Holy Mackerels. And in some way, somehow, I got the message from my community, my family, somehow, that you have to hide who you are, parts of who you are, in order to protect yourself and protect others. It wasn't safe to be fully honest about who you are. So that's years and years of therapy in like one sentence. But as I grew up, I eventually moved away from Catholicism and I embraced Zen Buddhism and then later every kind of woo-woo spirituality you can imagine. My relationship with my dad, however, as I grew up, stayed static. It was kind of stuck in time, you know, the same for years, 20 years maybe. And we were kind of in that family dynamic still of, you know, holding secrets back, that kind of thing. Not showing our authentic selves to each other in a way that I would have loved, you know, me being in my 30s and he was in his 60s. So if you can imagine being in the car for 53 hours with a person in a 2x3 foot space, you know. I, however, was very lucky because I got to know my dad's true, authentic self, and I shared who I really am with him too. And it was an honor to do this. And we really bonded on our sense of adventure. We went to White Sands National Monument in New Mexico. Highly recommend that. Star Wars was filmed there. There are mountains of sand dunes. It's gorgeous. Grand Canyon, Zion National Park, also amazing. And as we were in Utah, crossing the border over into Colorado, I said to my dad, "Dad, you were a hippie back in the day. You had long hair. You were a drummer. You protested the Vietnam War. And you have always told me, the last 30 years of my life, you never smoked weed." And mind you, this is in Colorado where weed had been legal for about 10 years. And there were dispensaries aplenty around the state we were about to enter. And my dad said, no, I never did. And I said, "Really? You sure? Not even once?" And he said, "Fine, I was a total pothead. I even grew it in my closet. Your mom made me stop, and then she made me promise never to tell you." And I was like, "Victory!" So as you can imagine, we're on our way to our hotel. or Airbnb, I guess. And there are several dispensaries along the way. So we stop in one, and I really can't imagine my dad, you know, 40 years ago, he was growing it in his closet. 40 years later, it's like Candyland with packages of edibles and nice people who are very knowledgeable about all this. So we drive the next day to Rocky Mountain National Park. And it's a beautiful day. We go to a field where there is no one else around. There's mountains and expansive blue sky. And it's just so beautiful. It's like Fräulein Maria spinning around in the field and the sound of music, that kind of feeling. So we were there. There was no one else around. And my dad was about 15, 20 feet away from me. And he closes his eyes. And he says, "Listen to the spirit." And in that moment, there was no Catholicism. There was no woo-woo spirituality. Nothing needed to be different. It didn't matter who we were to each other. Everything was beautiful exactly the way it was. We continued on into the cornfields of Nebraska and then Iowa, stopped at Grinnell College, his alma mater. He gave me a tour of the campus, and we made a ridiculous TikTok video around the admissions office. It wasn't really TikTok, it was like way amateur, and I think we were the only people who thought it was funny, even though we, you know, shared it with all our family and friends. We continued on to Pennsylvania. Oh, actually, I think it was Ohio, maybe Pennsylvania, where my dad at one point says, "I never knew I had so much to say." As we close in on Baltimore, actually, I dropped him off in Northern Virginia where he lives. He says, well, he brings out, you know, the chocolate that he got in Colorado. And I said, "Dad, you better hide that really well. You know, Mom finds everything, and I do not want to see Oliver, the family dog, on 100 milligrams THC. I really wanted my parents here tonight and hearing me tell this story. But a couple weeks ago, I called my dad and I was like, "Hey, you know, I'm telling the story. I'm so excited. Would love for you to be there, really." And he said, "Hey, you know, if I go, your mom has to go, and your mom can't come because she doesn't know about any of this at all, this whole weed thing. Nope, still doesn't know about it. So I'm sorry, we can't come." I was really disappointed. A couple hours later, he calls me back. He says, "Well, I told your mother everything. We'll see you on March 9th. My dad is a brave man. And they are here tonight. I'm just going to end with a poem by Rumi. "Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there."